Okay. The shiur I'm going to give today, first of all, is dedicated to the memory of Marcus Katz, who was one of the benefactors of the yeshiva. And the Kollel, as we know, was named the Marcus and Adina Katz Kollel. I was quite friendly with him. He was active in the OU, and we, last few years, I'd go up. He was easy, difficult for him to get around, but I would always go visit him in his apartment in his house in Manhattan. He always had very, very interesting insights to say about different issues, especially contemporary issues. He was played a very important role in terms of Israel on many different levels, and so he just, this is, his shloshim was just a few weeks ago, and so this shiur is dedicated in his memory. The shiur that I'm going to give today begins with a hayara and a diuk that the Rav made in the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilcha Shofar, and it's in the Igros Hagrid. The Rambam says, and I'll read you the Rambam, B'mikdash hayu tokim b'Rosh Hashanah b'shofar echad u'shtei chatzotzos min hatzdodim. Hashofar marich v'chatzotzos mekatzos. Shemitzis hayom b'shofar. So the Rambam says that when they would blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, which they did, they would blow just on Hashanah, as there's a mitzvah to blow b'gvulin, there's also a mitzvah to blow in the Beis HaMikdash. So the blowing of the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash was attendant, accompanied with the blowing of chatzotzos. So the Rav was medayik. Why the Rambam says that this was the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, but we know there's another time in the Jewish calendar that we blow shofar, and that is on Yovel, right? Krasim Dror Ba'aretz means that there's a mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Yovel, on Yom Kippurim. And from the Rambam, it says, the Rambam pointed out that it's only shofar of Rosh Hashanah that was accompanied with chatzotzos, but not the shofar of Yovel. And you see, because in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is speaking about Yovel also. The Rambam says, shofar shetokim bo ben b'Rosh Hashanah ben b'Yovel. Ben b'Rosh Hashanah ben b'Yovel. Who keren hakfasim hakofif, that it was a curved shofar, right? And speak both for Yovel and for Rosh Hashanah. So then, when he comes to Halacha Beis and he says that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah in Mikdash had chatzosos, it sounds like the shofar of Yovel didn't have chatzosos, according to the Rambam. So why is that? So in Rosh Hashanah, we know that the Gemara says that it had chatzotzos, because the pasuk says, "B'chatzotzos, the kol shofar, hariu lifnei hamelech Hashem." Right? That when you lifnei Hashem in Mikdash, so then it's both chatzotzos and shofar. But why not? After all, why not on Yovel? So the Rav answered, we know, this is a very big yesod in shofar itself, something I'm sure you're familiar with, that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is a shofar of tefillah, and the sound of the shofar itself is a form of prayer, of tefillah. We see this, the Rav used to quote, because the Gemara says that according to the one Rosh Hashanah Dav Chapav, that according to Rabbanon, according to Ula, the reason that you can't use a horn of a cow is because ein katega nasa sanega. And the Gemara says, if you're so worried about Yom Kippur, ein katega nasa sanega, what about the Kohen Gadol? He did part of the Avodah Yom Kippur, was done in Big Day Zav. Why'd you say ein katega nasa sanega? The Big Day Zav remind us also of the Egel Azav. So the Gemara says, no, it's only if it's kibifnim. What about shofar? shofar, you're not blowing it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shema says, Kevin delizi kavan ka'asi kilifnim dami. That the shofar, since it's like, it's for zikaron, so zikaron means that it's a form of prayer, from, as we beseech Hashem with the inarticulate sounds of the shofar, that therefore, therefore it requires it can't be shel para, because ain kategen ases hanega. So you see this principle that there's a form of what, a prayer attached to shofar, and from this halach itself, where the Gemara says that the reason that the shofar should be curved and should be according to Rambam that should be shakeves ha. That could be the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees, but the Rambam seems to say that's a din d'oraisa, it's a likuva. But the reason is more, you know, Mardukhayev in a shdaite tfei odiv. The more he's humble, and which is represented by the curvature of the shofar, it's like that the person is bent over. That's preferable. So you see, that's this kiyum of tefillah that's in shofar. However, the shofar, the Rav said of Yovel, its purpose is, what is its purpose? To request some drawbar, to what? To free the slaves, right? It's a pasuk that we're familiar with, because it's in Sound of Liberty Bell, right? So the purpose is for Cheres, and therefore, the Rav said does not require chatzotzos by the blowing of the shofar by Yovel, because the chatzotzos comes together when the mitzvah is a mitzvah's tefillah. So in mikdash, the key in mikdash requires the tefillah is incorporated both of chatzotzos and shofar. But by Yovel, the mitzvah is l'shachre, as the Rav says, l'shachre is avodim, to free the avodim. So therefore, there's no association between the shofar and blowing chatzotzos, because this kiyum of zikoron, right, is a kiyum only by shofar and doesn't apply to Yovel. Ad kan divrei Rav. That's what the Rav suggested. So, because it says also, you know, by chatzotzos, by the pasuk chatzotzos, v'ha'yu lechem lezikaron lefnei Elokeichem, and shofar Rosh Hashanah is also lezikaron ka'asi. So, the thing that what I wanted to ask on this side of the Rav is this: we know that when we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, as we just did the other day, that we blow it when we blow it al tzeir abrachas in Shmon Esrei. So it's attendant to the brachas of Malchus, Sichronos, and Shofos. And you see, for the fact that we blow in the middle of Shmona Esrei, the Rav said itself, proves that Shofar has a special kiyum of tefillah, because otherwise, you couldn't imagine that we would have a mitzvah to eat matz in the middle of Shmona Esrei, right? Obviously, there's some kind of relationship between the Shmona Esrei, the tefillah, and the Shofar, and there's a link between the brachas of Malchus, Sichronos, and Shofos, and Shofar. Rashi and Chumash says that that's a din d'oraisa. The Ramban is bothered. He has it from a Gemara. The Ramban says that it's only drabanan. But you see that the tziruv between Malchus, Sichronos, and Shofar, and Tefillah and Shofar, is because of the kiyum zikaron that's inherent in the Shofar as well. But the halacha is, the Gemara says that when they would blow on Yovel, also they would say Malchus, Sichronos, and Shofar. They would blow together with the Pesukim Malchus, Sichronos, and Shofar in the Shmon Esrei. So you see, L'choy, that there's a Kiyum Zikaron also in Shofar of Yovel. So then, Chazak Kushel Duchta, in terms of why does the Ram not require Chatzotzos by Yovel, just as he does by Rosh Hashanah? So I'd like to suggest a different answer to the Rav, but based on something I heard from the Rav. The Rav said, we know that the Rambam has a very famous shita about the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What is the famous shita that the Rambam has and the bracha of the shofar? Which is? Right. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of shofar is shmir, right? And he said, therefore, he changed the prevailing bracha before the Rambam was the skoa b'shofa, and the Rama changed it, Asher Kitzonos v'Tzivanu, Lishmo kol shofa, right? So, and the Rama comes, brings, because of that, he has a halachic nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Aside from the Nusach of the Baruch, correct. The Rama says, if you steal a shofa, right, that you can be yotzi with that shofa, because ain b'kol din gezel. The Rama holds that the cheftzer shel mitzvah, the locha mitzvah b'aviveri, if you steal the cheftzer shel mitzvah, the Rama thinks that the cheftzer shel mitzvah is not the shofa. The shofa is the instrument essential for creating the kol, but it's the kol. The ain b'kol din gezel, because it's not something tangible that you can hold. But that's the famous shita of Rama. Shofa gozer should talk about yotzer she ain hamitzvah el b'shmiyas hakol. Afa pishlo noga, but the Rama says lo higbiu hashmei yotzer ve ain b'kol din gezel. So, however, if you look in the halacha by Yovel, the Rama is perek yud mishmita v'yovel halacha yud. The Rama says the shofar shall. He says like this. He says mitzvahs ase liskoa b'shofar b'shiri l'tishrei b'shnas ha'yovel u'mitzvah zu mesura l'bezdin tchila. V'chol yochid v'yochid chayiv l'skoa shenema t'avivu shofa v'tokim b'shofa teisha k'dev shetokim v'ashishona u'mavivim shofa b'chol gvul yisrael. So the rough point there, in the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam sounds that by shofa of Yovel the mitzvah is not shmir. What is the mitzvah? Tekiyah. Because the Rambam says, I'll read it again, the Rambam says mitzvahs aseh l'skoa b'shofa b'asiri l'tishrei b'shnas ha'yovel. So it seems that the mitzvah by Yovel is not shmir, but the mitzvah is tkiyah. And the Rav suggested that's why the Ram continues, mitzvah zu mesur lebez and tchila, for kol yochid v'yochid chay l'skoa, shenema taviyu shofa toki, right? So why is every kol yochid v'yochid chay l'skoa? Because the Ram thought like this, if the mitzvah shmir like the Rosh Hashanah, so then I can be motzi somebody else, right? Shemeya ka'ona, if he hears it, he's yotzi also. But if the mitzvah is tkiyah, so it's a mitzvah shibagufo. So therefore, that's what the Rav says. After he says l'skoa, mavim shofa b'chol gvul yisrael, v'kol yochid v'yochid blows, because the mitzvah is tkiyah. And the Rav thought, therefore, based on this, nafka mina halacha would be that if you stole a shofa for Yovel, you wouldn't be yotzei. Because by Yovel, since the mitzvah is tkiyah, not the kol, right, of course, if it doesn't make a sound, it's not called tkiyah, but it's the tkiyah, and that's, so the cheftzer shel mitzvah is the shofar, and if you stole the shofar, it'll be mitzvah babi avera. And why is the mitzvah tkiyah? Also because the purpose of the blowing of the shofar is what? Is to mekadosh deshnas ha'yovel on Yom Kippurim. So therefore, the ma'aseh mekadosh is what? Is the shofar. Excuse me. Hello. I'm going to call you back in 40 minutes. Okay, I'm in the middle of a class now. Okay. So what I'd like to suggest is this, based on what the Rav said, a different answer to the Rav's question. Not because there's not any zikaron in the shofar of Yovel, but if the mitzvah is a mitzvah of shmir, so then you can be mitzvah to that, right, chatzotzos as well. Then the whole orchestra, right, the sume kula, as the Gemara says, right, by the kelim and the mikdash with the levim, right. But the kli is l'fsumeko. But if the mitzvah is tkiya, right, then there's no tziruv between the chatzotzos and the tkiya on Yovel. I just want to add one thing. I once told this to Ibn Lichtenstein. He liked it very much. Just an interesting observation. Based on what the Rav said, you know, but on Rosh Hashanah in the Torah doesn't mention shofar. Where is shofar mentioned in the Torah? Where's shofar mentioned? Where's shofar mentioned? It's mentioned by Yovel, by Tavir Shofar, right? It doesn't say it by Rosh Hashanah. We learn it from Xerah Shavah, right? So it's a little strange. Yovel comes once in 50 years, as the expression is, once in the Yovel, right? Rosh Hashanah is every year. So one would have thought you should invert it, that you should have Shofar mentioned by Rosh Hashanah, learn Xerah Shavah to Yovel, not the reverse. So I thought that the reason is because by Yovel, the Heftah Shom Mitzvah is the Shofar. So therefore we mention Shofar by Yovel. By Rosh Hashanah, the Chepzah Shemitz, according to the Rambam, is what? Is the kol. Right? Like the Rambam says, we call Dim Gezel. So therefore, Shofar is not mentioned. It's the instrument necessary to create the kol. So therefore, it's formulated by Yovel, and then we learn from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Now, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Taniyos, Halacha Dalet, he says, "Ubimei ha-Taniyos, ha-elu zoakim b'tfilos u-b'tachanunim, u-mariyim b'chatzotzos, bilvad. V'imhoyu b'mikdash mariyim b'chatzotzos u-b'shofa, ha-shofa m'katzev ha-chatzotzos marichos, shemitzis hayom b'chatzotzos, v'ein toki b'chatzotzos v'shofa ki-echad, El b'mikdash, shenema b'chatzotzos v'kol shofar, haril lefnei melech Hashem." So there's on Tainus also, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Where do we learn that from? That's in the parsha Ba'aloschok. Kisavo malchava ba'atzachem, that b'shat tzora, that we blow chatzotzos. But in the mikdash, when they would blow chatzotzos, it would be together with shofar. Just on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar, which was the primary mitzvah, the sound extended beyond the chatzotzos. On Tainis, the chatzotzos extended beyond the shofar. But the reason there also that Shaykh to have chatzotzos and shofar is because it's a kiyum za'oka, and therefore the shofar is like is mitztaref to the chatzotzos, so the chatzotzos is mitztaref to the shofar. Masha Enkein by Yovel. It could be indeed that by Chatzotzos, I'm not going to develop it right now, maybe if I have some time at the end, that Chatzotzos by Tainis, there's not even a Maisa Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is just that the Chatzotzos should be heard. There's a Balamor like that, so if I have time, I'm going to come back to that theme. So on Taniyos that we blow chatzotzos and we also blow shofar, because both of them, right? Because in both of them there's the kiyum za'oka of beseeching Hashem and crying out to Hashem on a Tainis. Okay, now there may be another reason. Okay, so this is another answer. Why is it to distinguish why by Yovel there was no chatzotzos when they blew the shofar in the Mikdash, but there was chatzotzos by Taniyos and Rosh Hashanah, right? The Rav just so we have two answers. The Rav's answer was, and Igor agreed, was because on Yovel there's no kiyum zikaron, and the hakir, and therefore it was just the mitzvah shachris avodim. I asked, and therefore they want chatzotzos to accompany the shofar. I asked them that, then why was the malchus zikaron shofar associated with the blowing of shofar on Yovel? And I suggested a different thing based on the Rav, namely that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah shmir, it's the kol shofar, therefore you can be mistarif to that, the chatzotzos. Masha ein kein, shofar of Yovel, the mitzvah tkiyah, right? So I'd like to now suggest another reason why shofar of Rosh Hashanah, there were chatzotzos minat stodim, which was not the case by Yovel. because, and the reason may be this, that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is not only a we know that in Mikdash they used to blow shofar, right? And but the mitzvah, but they used to blow shofar not only in Mikdash but also Begvula, as we do today, right? Midi Raisa, as we did this week, Rosh Hashanah. But even though there's a mitzvah of shofar in Gvulin, but there's also a mitzvah of shofar, a special kiyum of shofar in Mikdash. How do I know that there's a special kiyum shofar in Mikdash? You, any of you have a suggest a proof to that? What? Right. In other words, that this is, I think, what you mean to say. That in Mikdash, they used to write, it says, Yontav Shemishah says, Yontav Shemishah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, B'Mikdash Hayatokin of Alob B'Medina, right? So in Mikdash they used to blow, and not in the Medina, outside the Mikdash, right? Why is that? Why is it that in the Mikdash they blow, and not in Gvul, and not in Gvulin? When Rosh Hashanah falls Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar.
No concern of the Tzirah.
What?
No concern of the Tzirah.
There are two reasons. One reason, this is the reason Yushalm, of the Yushalmi, I'm going to call it the Yushalmi first, which is alluded to in the Bavli as well, is because the Torah, the two psukim by Shofar, it says, Zich, one place says, Yom Tshuah Yelechem, and another pasuk says, Zichron Tshuah. So the Yushalmi says that Zichron Tshuah means, when you're only saying the psukim Malchis, it's only remembrance of the, so to speak, of the Tshuah, that's when it falls on Shabbos. Yom Tshuah is when it falls in the middle of the week. So according to the Yushalmi, right, it's a din d'oraisa that there's no shofar on Shabbos, right, except in Mikdash, right? So in Mikdash you do blow. So that's a, and the Yushalmi learns from where, right? The Bavli actually suggests this thing, but it rejects it because the Gemara says, what is it, Nisa Malacha or anything? Why should midi raisa not be have shofar in Gvulin? So the Bavli comes up with a different reason. What is the Bavli's famous reason? Ksevet the Rabba, right? Shemiyavirenu, Dalet Amos, right? It's the same reason why we don't take Reed Megillah. The same reason why, what else? We don't take Lulav, right? On Shabbos. What? Yes, at Megillah, right. That's all Ksevet the Rabba. So according to the Shami, you see clearly that there's a special theme of shofar Mikdash Midiraisa, because in Gvulin when you're not blowing, you're still blowing in Mikdash. But even according to, you know, even if it's only a drabon, Xer the Rabba, like the Bavli points out, but nonetheless, the Shagas Aryeh asks, the Tura Evan asks, he says, you know, this halacha that, you know, so why is it in Mikdash that they did it? In Mikdash, what about Xer the Rabba in Mikdash? Because ain't Shfus for Mikdash. But ein shvus b'mikdash doesn't mean that there's no drabonin in the mikdash, that we suspend every drabonin. So that's what the Tura Evan asks. So it's only when it's a special key of mikdash. So al kochach we see from here, you see that what? That there's a special key of mikdash of shofar, and therefore we say ein shvus b'mikdash. Doesn't mean when if you walk into the perimeter of the base of mikdash, inside the base of mikdash, you can violate every drabonin. So you see there's a special kiyum mikdash of shofar. And the Rav would have proved to this that there's a kiyum, special kiyum mikdash of shofar from the Ravid in Sukkah. The Ravid says in this is the Ravid on the Rif in Lulav HaRava, why is it in mikdash we blow and not in Gvulin? So this is the Lashon of the Ravid. Hatam lefisha ein leshofa ikim afurish begvulin. Shelo amar Torah shabosin zichron trua el b'mokrim v'kraftim isha l'ashem. Because of the juxtaposition of the psukim. So it's, where is it where the Torah is saying zichron trua? It's saying it in a place v'kraftim isha l'ashem. But it doesn't say b'chol atzachem, only where? By Yovo. And therefore, since it's not mufurish in the Kra by Gvulin, so therefore in Gvulin there's a Gzeirah D'Rabba. But what? But in Mikdash, where it's mufurish, because it says it's juxtaposed to V'kraftim Ishel Hashem, so therefore that's why we blow shofar in Mikdash. So Rav said, you see from this Ma'ariv also that there's a special Chal Hashem of Shofar of Mikdash. Right? You know, by the way, there's another thing, just another thing that you can see from this Ma'ariv. You know, there's a very famous Taz. The Taz says that whenever something's mefurish b'krua, you can't have a drabbanan to eliminate it. This is one of the reasons Taz said, why don't we make Gzeira d'Rabbah on Gzeira Shemayim v'Emunah for Mila and Shabbos, because he says it's mefurish b'krua. So that sounds a little bit what the Ma'ariv is saying, right? Since this shofar is mefurish b'krua, therefore there's no, they couldn't eliminate it, right? But one thing, as the Rav points out from this Ma'ariv, you see that there's a special kiyum mikdash of what? Of shofar. So that's another reason why. But shofar, whenever you have chatzotzos, it's chatzotzos and mikdash. So if you had chatzotzos, with shofar, that's because it's a key of mikdash, and shofar is a key of mikdash, right? There's a mitzvah bvulin, and there's a mitzvah of a special key of mikdash of shofar, because there is a mitzvah of shira b'mikdash, and shofar is a form of shira. However, yovel, the reason we blow yovel in mikdash is because the Sanhedrin is in the mikdash. So the key of shofar by yovel is not a key of mikdash per se. So maybe that's why there's no chatzotzos associated with it, attendant to it. Now, on Tanios, we blow chatzotzos also, and shofros, right? But there, chatzotzos were the central, you know, orchestration, so to speak. And the shofar's menat stodim, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, that it was shofar be'emtza, the chatzotzos menat stodim. But you see also by, therefore, according to what I just said, you'd have to say that kia shofar betanios in mikdash is a kia mikdash. Especially since some Rishonim hold that the chatzotzos that are blown on Tainus, a dafka the chatzotzos of mikdash. You know, there is a discussion in Rishonim, why nowadays when we have a tainus, how come we don't blow chatzotzos? Right? The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tanias, tells you there's a mitzvah to blow to lizok well aria b'chatzotzos. Right? That's the parsha in Baal Osra. So some Rishonim answer the Ritva, I think, answers because we don't, the chatzotzos that were used, b'taniyos, were the chatzotzos of the mikdash. I'm not sure, you know, would anybody here ever been at the Arch of Titus? But if you see, you'll see, you know, engraved in the Arch of Titus, you know, the famous image of the, you know, the Romans carrying the menorah. But you see on the side, they're blowing horns. I'm not sure if those are the horns of the chatzotzos or those are the Roman horns of battle. But if it is, we'd have an inkling of what the chatzotzos actually look like. So in Rosh Hashanah, there's machlokes in the Rif between the Balamor and the Ramban. It's the Rif. It's on Daf Vav Amud Aleph in the pages of the Rif. And the Balamor says that in Gvulin also they would blow chatzotzos on the Tainus. And the Ramban and the Machamis disagrees that there's that the only place that you blow chatzotzos is in the Mikdash. And this is the theory that the Ramban has in other places. Also, the Ramban says because mikdash, you only blow chatzotzos with kinufya dechol yisol. This is an important theme, by the way, in general. The Ramban, what the Ramban is saying is that mikdash represents, no matter how many people in the mikdash, even if there are 10 people in the base of mikdash, but the mikdash represents the klal yisol. It's, you know, philosophically and politically very important as well to us. I don't mean to say you should go trample on the base of mikdash and walk there. The Rebbe was very opposed to that, but because mikdash chatzot, and I guess the Ramban is saying like this, because what is the purpose of chatzotzos? L'hakil es ha'am, right? It's when it's the entire Knesset Yisrael. The only place where we can say you have the entire Knesset Yisrael, irrespective of the exact, you know, number of people that are present, is only where in Mikdash. However, the Rambam is not that way. The Rambam says that they blew that Mikdash they would blow chatzotzos and shofar on Tainis, and Begvulun they would blow only chatzotzos. As the Rambam says in Perek Aleph from Tanias Halacha Dal, which I'll read to you now, he says Umidivrei Sofim Lhisanos Al Kol Tzora Shetovo Al Hatzibur Ad Shirachmu Min Hashemayim Ubimnei Hatanias Elu Zoakim Betfilos Umischananim Umariim Bechatzotzos Bilvad Vim Hoyu Bamikdash Mariim Bechatzotzos Ubishofa Hashofa Bekatzir Chatzotzos Marichos Shemitzis Hayom Bechatzotzos Ve'ein Tokim Bechatzotzos Shofa Be'echad Ela Bamikdash. So the combination of Shofa and Mikdash and Chatzotzos is only in Mikdash, right? Ha'ril of Ne'amelech Hashem. And it would seem from the Rambam that the blowing of chatzotzos and mikdash was a key of mikdash beyond the kiyum, even though he had chatzotzos begvulin as well on a tainus. Again, this is also a form of prayer, right? Of za'okah, as the Rambam says, because the Rambam says in Perek Dalav from Taniyas Halach Yud Zayin. And this is the lashon of Rambam. V'chein al kol brachu brachu ba'achas omer tiku ba'achas omer hiriu at sheyigma kol sheva habrachus. On a tiny seaboard, they would add extra brachus right in the Shemona Esrei, and they would blow associated with each of these brachos. V'nimtzu hakohanim pam tokim u'mariim v'tokim u'pam mariim v'tokim mariim sheva pa'omim v'ein osin haseder ze ele b'har habayis bilvad. This ceremony, you know, this of saying these brachas and blowing was only done in the Mikdash, in Har HaBayis. U'kashen tokin marim sham tokin b'chatzotzos u'b'shofar ka'achas k'moshi amarnu. But the Rambam said, who were the ones who were blowing this chatzotzos? Who did the Rambam say blew the chatzotzos? The Kohanim. The Magen Mishnah there says, Vein hagvul nechlukim in hamikdash leini hadkiyos elish b'mikdash achas omar chazan haknesses lekohanim tikkun chosam omar shliach tzibur mishaana kodem sheyisku kamo shekosav abeinu ubegvul tokim miyad sheamar lehem tikkun. The Mitvor quotes this Rambam in his Cholek on the Rambam, but we see that there's a special chol shem of blowing chatzotzos in Mikdash. First of all, in Mikdash it was shofar and chatzotzos, and also by Mikdash, according to the Magen Mishnah, it was al seder habrachos. So it's interesting, if in this halacha of chatzotzos, of blowing chatzotzos, the Minchas Chinuch says, there is a mitzvah in the Torah blowing chatzotzos. The interesting thing about the Rambam, which the Minchas Chinuch is bothered about, the Noisa Kel and the Rambam also bothered about, the Rambam counts a mitzvah of chatzotzos, but including in the chatzotzos are two things. He says blowing ala karbonos, and also blowing b'shas tzora, right? The shas tzora, that's the Rambam Hilchos Tainis. And chatzotzos on the korban is a ma'aseh kavanos. There's a mitzvah to blow. In Klei Mikdash, the Rambam says, per gimel from Klei Mikdash alocha hey. The Rambam says, bimei hamo'adim kulam b'rosh chadoshim hayu hakohanim tokim b'chatzotzos b'shas hakorban. And then also he says the Hilchos Taniyos. So. Even though the Rambam doesn't mention it explicitly that it was Kohanim, but he says he's relying on what it said. This I'm quoting the Minchas Chinuch now. But the Rambam says, because he said in Hilchos Taanis, Tiku b'nei Aaron Kohanim Tiku. So you see, it was blown by the Kohanim. However, the Minchas Chinuch points out it, we don't know what if a Kohen is a Baal Mum. Can he blow Chatzotzos on a Korban and Betanios? So the Minchas Chinuch quotes a Sifri. It's a machleks between Rav Tafin, says that Bali Mumin Aksherim, and Rav Kiva says that Bali Mumin Apsulin. And so the halach is like Rav Kiva, halach Rav Kiva Chaverov, halach Rav Chaverov. So therefore we see that Kohanim apostle for blowing Chatzotzos. But you see from there that's a special Kiv Mikdash, because Baal Mum has no relationship to Gvulin, for Moshe. For all halachs with the Kahuna of Gvulin, namely eating truma, for getting an aliyah, pinyon aben, a coin Baal Mum, all of these things is kosher. So if you think that a coin Baal Mum is not good for blowing chatzotzos, which Minchas Chinuch quotes in the name of Rekiva, for the Sifri, so you see also that it's a key of Mikdash.
General question, in general the Levim blow these instruments?
Right, so that's a good question. So apparently the Levim played the instruments, but the blowing Chatzotzos was done by the Kohanim. There was a division of labor. Chatzotzos were blown by the Kohanim, and I once heard from the Rav, he quoted a Yalkut, actually if there were no Levim, then the Kohanim could do the Shiva the Mikdash also. He had a discussion, you know, a Levim called a Kohanim Levim also. So Rav Chaim talks about it in the Sefer. He said, but Marshall, I think he quoted the Yalkut that when Ezra came back, you know, the Kohanim didn't come back. They had a good life there in Babel. They weren't giving up their palaces and so on. So that's why Moses says in Yevamos that Ezra constant them and took away, the mice is given to the Kohanim and so on. But so the Yalkut, the Rav quoted, said that the weren't enough Levi and the Kohanim did the Shiva and the Mikdash. But Chatzotzos was blown by Kohanim. But in general, the Shiva and the Mikdash was done by Levim. That's correct, Al Duchim. So the Magen Mishnah asks this question: why it is that the Rambam counts subsumes in one mitzvah, namely Kiyah B'Shas Tzora, B'Shas Mechama, and Kiyah Al Karbonos. The Rambam and the Minyan Mitzvah count as one mitzvah. They learn from different psukah, the two parshas. Why does the Rambam count them as one mitzvah? But it could be because the Rambam thinks that you need, and the Sefer Chinuch also does it, counts it as one mitzvah. It could be because there's the common denominator, namely that it has to be Mechatzotzos. I mean, if you want Al Pidrush, you could say that they're both considered Shatzos, also called Korban, because, you know, when you're fasting, you're the Korban. You know, Al Shinismati, Dami, Rumsari, and Chelbi, but that's Drush. All right. There's an interesting, I just want to cite Ramoshin in the Igus Moshin, the first Chelik, Simon Kuf Samach Tes, has a discussion about this, and he says, why we don't have Chatzotzos nowadays, B'shas, you know, what B'taniyos, like the Ritva says. And Rav Moshe says that it could be because you need actually Chatzotzos of Mikdash to blow. It's just not, you know, you just can't play when the saints come marching in and you're blowing Chatzotzos. It has to be Chatzotzos of Mikdash. So I just want to pose another question. You know, Chatzotzos on Yom Kippur were blown Dafka and Yovel. Right? So, and that's it. The tekiyas of shofar was on Yovel, right? So the Rav is medayik in the Rambam that there's no chatzotzos, right? That's how the shiur began. But why, since we blow chatzotzos on a tainus, you know, Yom Kippur is the tainus par excellence, why isn't there tekiyas chatzotzos because of tainus? So, did they want to suggest an answer?
I know they're just like mentioning there's this hakir by naming by Mincha, whether that sounds that there are two elements that are different, that there's the element of regular kind of sibur versus, but there's also a separate, you know, fasting and first aside from kind of.
Right, because if this is Machol Sasuas Yom Kippur, which is not the case in Anatinus. But it may also be that Anatinus, that Anatinus, the reason we blow Chatzotzos is Kisavon Milchom Ratzachem, it's a Shas Tzorah, right? But maybe Yom Kippur is not called the Shas Tzorah. It's a fast day, right? It's the fast day. But Chatzotzos, Apatos, Tainus doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. On the contrary, Yom Kippur we're blowing because, you know, it's because there's a Kedushas Hayom. And that's why we're fasting. So maybe that doesn't relate to what? That's not called the Shas Tzorah. I hasten to add to this, but there's still a distinction between them. There's a very famous Ramban. This is the way the Rav interpreted Ramban. But it's a very beautiful Ramban. You know, when we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, how do we blow? With our Seder HaBrachos. So our minhag generally is to blow Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat for each one to make sure we get the right sound, right? The Ramos says, but you can blow Tashrat, Shvom Trua, for each one, right? But the Ga'onim had a minhag, which was to blow Tashrat, Shvarim Tshuva for Malchius, Shvarim Tashat for Zichronos, and Tarat Tshuva for what? For Shofros. So they ask, according to the Gaon, Mamarashach, you're not Yotze, if you think that that's not the real Tshuva. So the Ramban answers, he says, no, the real mitzvah of Shofar, Al Tziyom Tshuva Yelachem, that you're Yotze when? In the Tekiyas before, the Tekiyas to Miyushev, right? Before the Shemone Esrei. That we're blowing at the Seder HaBrochus, he says, that's all you need is Tekiyah Kol Dehu. Any sound is sufficient. It's because it's not because they're at the mitzvah of Yom Tshuva Yelachem. But what? It's because it's also the, this way the Rav interprets. He says it's like B'Shas Tzorah and B'Shas Atanios. So the Rav interpreted this Ramban to say, because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin, Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging the whole world on this day. So it's not worse than it's also Shas Tzorah, and that's why. So therefore, that blowing of shofar, which is derived from the Parsha Baloscha, for that it doesn't have to be the Babu didn't have to any kind of sound any. Trua would be sufficient, whether Trua, Shvarim, or Trua, all of them are sufficient. So Mamad of Shech, you're having them on all the different Malchus, right? But it's a beautiful idea. That's Amos Hadin, it's Yom Hadin, you know, you feel that comes across, of course, and then the Sanat Tokef, Mi Yichya, Mi Yomos, right? So coming back now to, and we say Malchus Yichonosh Shofros on Yovel, but apparently, you know, it's still not called, but the halach al taniyos it would not be b'chayit. It's a serious day, but you can't quote it quite Yom Tzora that the tainus should be b'chayit. But I leave it as a little bit of a tzorachim. I wanted to share another idea with you. just about the blowing of shofar on Yovel. You know, we blow at the end of Yom Kippur, we blow the shofar, right? There are many reasons given for that blowing of the shofar. But one of the reasons, one is just because the Yom Kippur, it represents seal of Shechina, right? But the Prima Godim suggests two reasons. One reason is, is because it represents the shofar of Yovel. And then there's another reason the Prima Godim gives, which is really, in a sense, a corollary of that, that it's the shofar of Cheirus. Because now, after Yom Kippur, when we attain Slicha u'mechila and Kapora, so before we were chained to our sins, to our iniquity, which limited us, enslaved us, Yom Kippur it frees us. It's like Chazal say that by the Luchas, that, you know, the Choros al Luchas al Tikva, Choros al Cheiros. In other words, the words of the Torah free us. So that's the sounding of the shofar. I'll tell you just a story that happened to me a few years ago. More than a few years ago now, but a friend of mine, Joe Walski, called me because, you know, they built this new pavilion around the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. And they have there, in every language, Chinese, Arabic, whatever language you can think of, French, so on, Spanish, in scores of languages, translated, thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land. Right? The amazing thing is, this guy, the Joe Coyne, says, you don't have it in Hebrew, in the original text from the Torah. He says, what an afla. So he called me about it, so I called Senator Levin, we're very good friends, and I said, Joe, what's going on? And he called the park department, you know, he had his staff, and they said, well, making another, this is typical federal government, you know, to make another plaque would cost $7,000-$8,000, you know, a white plaque, you know, how much it cost. So anyhow, at the end he pushed forward and they did it. And I remember the letter that he wrote them, or his chief of staff wrote, was, you know, many of the founding fathers spoke Hebrew, as we know. You know, Hamilton spoke Hebrew. I don't know if any of you saw, there was an exhibit about Hamilton in the New York Historical Society. But when Hamilton was a little boy on St. Croix, you know, before he came to the United States, he went to a Hebrew school. And they tell the story about he once said, his teacher, when he was a little boy, put him on a platform and he said the Aseres Adibros in Hebrew. Next to Lincoln, Hamilton is the greatest American, but that's a different Russia for another. So that's the, you know, across and draw the liberty that's inherent in the Liberty Bell. So I wanted to suggest this idea. You know, it's very strange that we blow shofar of Yovel on Rosh Hashanah. On Yovel. On Yom Kippurim. After all, the year doesn't begin with Yom Kippur. The year begins with Rosh Hashanah. So why is it that we blow it on Yom Kippurim? So, I mean, one could give an answer. What answer? I mean, this is a little bit of a philosophical question. But one answer could be, well, if you blow it at the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah, so it's not the blowing of Yovel, because it wouldn't be distinctive, because you're blowing the shofar anyhow, because you're blowing it for Rosh Hashanah. But what's the link between blowing of the shofar and between Yovel and Yom Kippur?
Starting new.
Oh, so. So, first of all, what does the word Yovel mean? Why is it called the Yovel year? So Rashi and Chumash says that it's called Yovel because Yovel means shofar. The Ramban there, Afanot, the Bahar, disagrees. He says Yovel doesn't mean shofar. He says Yovel means to bring back to the source. Like in Iranian we say Lahovil, right? So Yovel, just if I find the Ramban, I'll quote it to you. So the Rashi says that Yovel means shofar, like it says in Yoshua, Bekeren HaYovel, or it says by Ban Tov Mshol Chayovel. But the Ramban says Lufi Daiti Lo Korah Kosev Yovel Al Hatkia Rak Al Hadror on the freedom. Kilo Hiskia Hashem Hazeh Bekosev Harishin Sham Vevata Shofa Trua. Aval Amo Krasim Dror Ba'aretz Lachol Yosher. Shu Kulam Bnei Chorim Lo Do Bechol Mokum Shiyutzu. So that's the word Dror, means freedom to live wherever you want, on, you know, but at your free will. For Amo Yovel He Sheba Yuval Kol Ish El Achuzoso Vel Mishpachto. He'll be brought back to his source, back to his land. And then the Ramban goes on to demonstrate it. So what does the word Yovel mean, according to the Ramban? It's freedom. It means to go back to the source. That's what freedom means. Before you were incarcerated, you were enslaved, comes Yovel, you're free. Right? So coming back to the source, that's the theme of Yom Kippur. That Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha Mechila. That's the word. What's the mitzvah of Yom Kippur? Tshuva, to return. So that's Yovel. Yovel returns all the lands that were sold to different people and so on. The slaves that were, the Jewish slaves, the Eved Ivri, far from their families now, they can now come back to their Achuza, to their source. That's what Tshuva gives us, that opportunity to do tshuva, to come back to Hashem. And that's why it's on Yovel is on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the day of returning back to our source, back to our Mokom. Okay, I think I'll stop here. Okay. Thank you.